magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, August 1st, 2016. Happy August, everyone. Now, in today's edition of Mark and Friends, I'm going to share a memorial service message as delivered by Pastor Mark Smith from the Bible Baptist Church in Champaign, as Carol J. Chrisman had her home going just a little over a week ago. And then over these 20 years of doing mourning programs, I don't think I've ever shared a memorial message, but it was such an honoring service. And through Pastor Smith's remarks, you'll hear of a love story, an account of finishing well. You'll hear the good news message of Jesus clearly proclaimed, and I believe many encouraging insights and points of application for all of us to live to God's glory. Carol leaves behind her beloved husband, Marion, who years ago sang with the Singing Men, and they both attended many of our concerts and have supported this radio ministry, along with their four children, Bonnie, Steve, Chuck, and Vic. Vic currently sings with the Singing Men. And so I hope you can stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes, as I trust God will use this message to touch you in a variety of ways. Here's Pastor Mark Smith of the Bible Baptist Church in Champaign, delivering a message in loving memory of Carol J. Chrisman.
This past Tuesday, I was in the youth building, and I was asking God the direction that I should go in reference to this message. And I have Carol's Bible in my possession. In fact, all of the scripture verses I read were from Carol's Bible, and I will bring the message from Carol's Bible. So I had this Bible over in the youth building Tuesday morning, and when I opened it up, I saw Psalm 116. Ironically, I'm teaching through the Psalms on Wednesday evenings here at Bible Baptist, and this past Wednesday, I taught from Psalm 116. So when I opened her Bible, it was Psalm 116. So I read through Psalm 116, and upon arriving at verse 15, I read a verse I'm familiar with, and that says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." And then I remembered a conversation that I had with Marion at the hospital last Sunday, and Marion was somewhat emotional last Sunday, which is certainly understandable. But Marion started telling me something that he has told me before. And with great emotion, Marion said, "Pastor, every night I would tell Carol, you are my precious treasure. Every night." And I remembered that as I looked at Psalm 116 and verse 15. And it all came together for me. And so I want to bring a message this morning entitled, "Precious Treasure." Now, what do we know about Carol? First of all, we know that Carol was a precious, precious wife. And how do we know that? Because Marion shouted it from the rooftop. I had not been here very long. Back in 2012, I remember Marion talking with me, and in short order, he began telling me about his wonderful wife. He always spoke of her in such glowing, glowing terms. That's not something that men are accustomed to doing. Even if we do adore our wives, we tend to keep our feelings on the inside instead of bearing our soul. But Marion, he walks to the beat of a different drum, in a good way, because Marion was not a bit ashamed to publicly adore his wife. And I say this to Marion in all sincerity. I mentioned it last week to the church congregation. I mentioned to them about how Marion publicly adored Carol. But I want to say today in front of everyone who is here in this place that for 4 years I've been Marion's teacher from God's Word. I've taught him. I have sought to interpret correctly what God's Word says, and I've sought to make application from God's Word. And hopefully I've helped Marion in these 4 years. But I want to say this, and I mean it with every fiber of my being. There is one area where Marion has been my teacher. And he's been my teacher in the area of appreciating your wife and loving your wife and showing appreciation. So, Marion, I want to thank you for that testimony that you've set for me and for others in this church. She was a precious wife, and Marion made sure that you understood that. And that was always so sweet to me. I remember telling Carol many times, "I don't know everything about Marion, but one thing I know with certainty, he loves you." No doubt about it. Precious wife. She was not my wife, obviously, not the wife of anyone else in this room. except the man who's sitting right down here, who lived with her 58 years, who knew her better than anyone else, 58 years, day in and day out. And for him to speak of her in such glowing terms, there's only one conclusion that you can come to, and that is, she was a precious wife. But secondly, she was a precious mother. Last Wednesday night, I was about to walk into this room back here for the Wednesday evening Bible study and prayer time, and I received a phone call. It was 6:25. The Wednesday evening Bible study starts at 6:30 on Wednesday evening. So I received this phone call right before I walked into the room, and it was Kay Holden, who lives right across the street from the Chrismans. And she said, "Pastor, I don't know what's going on, but they have taken both Carol and Marion. They have placed them on stretchers, and they've taken them to the hospital." And I said, "Kay, you must be mistaken." I said, "Marion had a procedure today, and he went home, and perhaps he's having some complications, and Carol called for him to be taken to the hospital, and she's riding with him in the ambulance." That's what I thought. And Kay said, "No, Pastor, I can say with certainty I saw both of them on stretchers being loaded into the ambulance." And so that was certainly unnerving. That created a lot of anxiety in this preacher. I went in and told the folks, and that created anxiety in them. We stopped, we paused, we had a word of prayer. I taught the Bible study. I turned everything over to Associate Pastor Ben Smith, and he handled the prayer time. And then my wife and I, we headed directly to Carl Hospital. And upon arriving at Carl Hospital, we were met with some very sad news. There was not much hope given to us upon arriving at the hospital in reference to Carol. So my wife and I were there for several hours on Wednesday night. And throughout the course of the night, we went into the lobby area, the waiting room, I should say. And I remember Victor was in there. I remember Steve was in there. And Steve, he looked me right in the eyes and he said to me, "Pastor, she was the virtuous woman. She was the virtuous woman of Proverbs chapter 31. By the way, I also read that from Shelley, the comments that she had that I read a few moments ago. Now, I was not the child of Carol, obviously, and no one else except for these down here, Bonnie and Victor and Chuck and Steve. These are the only ones who can say that she was my mother. They lived with her day in, day out. They saw her. They saw how she interacted with them and with others. And for them to speak so highly of her, it's just like it says at the end of Proverbs 31, her children shall arise and call her blessed. So even though she was not my mother, I can say the evidence is in and it is conclusive because I've heard from the children who knew her much better than me. And the evidence reveals that she was a precious mother. But now we move into experiential knowledge, because I can speak authoritatively in this next area. Carol was a precious, precious church member. She was not a nominal church member. No, no, no. She was here 42 years. She was faithful. She was involved. She was committed. For the last 4 years, I would sit down front here and I would see her standing right there singing praise to her God. She was the church clerk. She was the Sunday school secretary. Her and Marion visited the shut-ins. I had not been here very long. I think I had only been here about a month back in 2012, and Marion spoke to me about visiting with he and Carol and my wife and I, and Marion and Carol. We went, we visited all the shut-ins. I don't know if you remember that, Marion, but we had a wonderful time that day, and we had lunch together. So she was someone who took church seriously. A very faithful, involved, committed church member. And I can certainly say that as her pastor. But finally, and most importantly, not only was she a precious mother and a precious wife and a precious church member, but she was a precious child of God. She was a precious Christian. She was a precious saint. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Now, the word saint in the New Testament, it is not meant for people who are of a super spiritual class. That's not what it means in the New Testament. It doesn't mean that you have reached a super spiritual status. The word saint in the New Testament simply refers to a child of God. Everyone who has put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ is called a saint in the New Testament. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Now, many, many years ago, and I asked Carol about her testimony, and she conveyed her testimony to me when I first came here. Many years ago, Carol realized that she was a sinner, for the Bible reads, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And not just a little short, but woefully short of the glory of God. She understood that. Carol understood the wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. She understood the penalty for sin is death, and not simply physical death, but eternal separation from God. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Carol understood that if she died in her sinful state, she would be eternally separated from God. She understood that. Today we live in a society where people do not have any concept or understanding of sin. You mention sin and people may snicker, they may laugh. The Bible says fools make a mock of sin. All you have to do to understand the seriousness of sin is contemplate what Jesus went through when he died on the cross. All you have to do is hear the hammer ring, as the song says, the hammer that drove the nails into the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ. And so today, people don't have that understanding, that concept. So when you talk about being a sinner, they think you're talking about someone else. You're talking about someone who has committed horrific acts. That's who you're talking about. Well, the Scripture has something quite different to say. The Scripture teaches there are different classifications of sin, such as sins of the mind. If I have an evil thought, if I have a wrong thought, that's a sin. And then you have sins of commission. If I know that I'm not supposed to do something and I do it anyway, I've committed a sin. I know I'm not supposed to lie. So if I lie, I have committed the sin of lying, the sin of deception. Then there are sins of omission, not doing what I know I'm supposed to do. It says in Scripture that if we know to do good and we do it not, we have sinned. So Dr. James Kennedy, D. James Kennedy, many years ago, read a book, and in that book he talked about those classifications, and he said that if you committed three sins a day, a sin of the mind, a sin of commission, doing something that you know you're not supposed to do, and you fail to do something you know you're supposed to do, a sin of omission, three sins a day, for the average lifespan, which is 70 years, that's over 70,000 sins. Do you honestly believe that God is going to let any of us off the hook for thousands and thousands and thousands of sins? You see, man has laws, and if you break those laws, there are consequences, right? You can be fined, you can go to prison, in some states be put to death. Well, God has laws also, and God says if you break those laws and if you die in your sinful state, you will be eternally separated from Him in a literal place the Bible calls hell. And so Carol understood that many years ago. But she also understood this is why Jesus died on the cross over 2,000 years ago. For the Scripture reads, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 1 and verse 12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. She understood that, and she understood that she could not work her way into heaven. She understood that salvation was only through Jesus Christ. If we could work our way into heaven, why would Jesus have died on the cross? Carol understood that salvation was only through Jesus Christ. It was not through a preacher. It was not through Billy Graham. It was not through an institution. It was not through this church. She understood the words of Jesus who said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. She understood, and she called upon Christ. For the Scripture reads that if we'll call on the name of the Lord, we will be saved. The Scripture reads that if we'll confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, we will be saved. The Scripture reads, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And so many, many years ago, Carol, with an understanding of her sinful nature and with an understanding that she could not cleanse herself of her sin, she called out to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And she was welcomed into the family of God. Once again, John 1:12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So for all of these years, as a child of God, with an understanding that she was on her way to heaven, not because of any good works on her part, with an understanding that she was on her way to heaven simply because she had trusted in the shed blood of Jesus who paid for her sins over 2,000 years ago. And because of her faith in that sacrifice, she understood she was on her way to heaven. And as a child of God, she served the Lord for all of these years, decades. A life well lived. The preacher does not have to stand up here and stretch to say something nice. No, it's very easy, because of her life. This past Friday, Carol, she took her last breath, and then her spiritual component went to be with the Lord. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so she is now in a conscious state in the presence of Jesus Christ. Her body, her physical component, awaits the return of Christ and the coming resurrection of the believer, which is clearly taught in God's holy word. And that body one day will come forth from the grave, and it will be perfected and glorified instantaneously, made into a body that will never again know aches and pains and disease and death and deterioration and decay. A glorified, incorruptible body. When Christ comes back, this body will come forth from the grave and be reunited with the Spirit, which at this very moment is in the presence of Jesus Christ. So Friday, her spirit took flight. She went to be with her precious Lord. And if somehow from heaven Carol could speak to us today, I am sure that in so many words she would say that the greatest thing about heaven is not the streets of gold, not the royal majestic beauty, the royal majestic bliss. The greatest thing about heaven is that she is in the presence of her Savior, Jesus Christ. The one that she trusted many, many years ago. The one she sang about right up here on this stage every single Sunday. The one she served and served well through her life. The one to whom she gave. The one to whom she was committed. She is now in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm sure that when her spirit took flight and went to be with the Lord Friday, that in so many words, Jesus looked at her and said, "Welcome, welcome, my precious treasure." Have you ever read what the Bible says in reference to believers? There's a lot of glowing talk from God about those who know Him through the death of His Son. God says we are the elect. We don't understand everything about that, but clearly we are called the elect. We are called a royal priesthood. We are called a chosen generation, an everlasting nation. God in His Word says that we have been declared righteous. We have been declared holy. In the New Testament, we are called His peculiar people. That doesn't mean strange. Here's what it means. It means special. We are called His pearls of great price. Carol was all of the above, and a term not found in Scripture, but certainly is true. She was a trophy of God's grace. And so Friday, the Lord welcomed her into His presence. And in so many words, He said, "Welcome home, my precious treasure." What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. She's with the Lord, and she would want everyone in here to also trust Christ as Savior. She would want everyone in here to enter into that category of people God refers to as His special people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. So at this time, I would like to present Carol's Bible to Marion. This was the Bible of your precious treasure. I love you. Let us pray. Father, I just want to pause and just thank you for the great hope we have in times like this. Lord, we know that hope is not uncertainty. It is confident expectation. That's what the word means in the New Testament, confident expectation that you will fulfill your promises. And we thank you today for the hope of eternal life. We thank you that one day as believers we will see you, we will live with you forever. And we know that Carol has gone on to be with you, and we find great hope in knowing that. But Lord, there's a period of adjustment that all who loved her will have to go through. First of all, her dear husband. And God, we love Marion so much at this church. And I love Marion as his pastor. And Lord, I just pray that you'll give him comfort and help him as only you can. And I know that we can help to an extent, and we should. But no one can comfort him like you. And so I ask that your presence would just be very real and very strong in his life during these days. Days of adjustment. Adjusting to life without Carol. Lord, I pray for the family. I pray that you'll bless them and help them also as they adjust to life on this earth without Carol. Lord, I pray for this church family. It was a real shock to our church family, for we loved Carol. She was such a blessing to the people in this church, such a blessing to me personally. I cannot even remember all the times that she said encouraging words to me. She was truly a blessing to this church and to this pastor. So I ask that you would help this church body and then help all of the people who were acquainted with her and who knew her. God, I just pray that you would comfort them and shower upon them your love and your grace and your mercy, for they need that during this time. We thank you for the scriptures which read, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We thank you for the promise that her spirit is now with you. She is in a conscious state in your presence. We thank you for the scriptures which promise that one day the body will come forth from the grave and be reunited with the spirit, and that body will be perfected. We thank you for that. Lord, I just want to thank you that I know you and that I have you in my life. I can't imagine going through this life without you. And I thank you that this family, they know you and they have you in their life. And I know you're going to help them. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. So God, I pray that you, the great shepherd, would just walk all of us through this time of sorrow and mourning and help us as we go through that process, which is natural, to keep in mind that Carol is with you. And that those who know Christ as Savior in this room, we will see her again. We thank you for that, Father. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God, for the memory and legacy of Carol J. Chrisman and this powerful message as delivered by Pastor Mark Smith of Bible Baptist Church in Champaign, as just over a week ago, Carol was received into the loving arms of Jesus to spend eternity in heaven with him. I'll close out with a portion of a song by Vic Chrisman, Carol's youngest son, as this was the song he opened up the service with. And let me also add, if any of you do not know about having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe something that Pastor Mark said stirred your heart, or is new information, or you've never thought about God's love for you, let me encourage you to dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM, as this is a free call, and there's some great folks that would love to talk to you about having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ like Carol had. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night. Soon.